From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit as he continues a message entitled The Fruit of the Spirit. The text is the classic passage on this subject, Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns first explained the importance of the epistle to the Galatians. The great emphasis is upon justification by faith alone in the work of Christ alone. As Paul declares, this faith is only ministered to the heart by the Holy Ghost. Similarly, the fruit of the Spirit is that which is grown in believers by the Holy Spirit. Also, though its component parts are listed, the fruit of the Spirit refers to one Christian character. All nine elements are present to some degree in a truly regenerated person. Dr. Cairns will come to God's Word shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today, he speaks of the true riches.
It's strange that in the presence of death, when you'd think people would be trying to talk sense, you get very often a lot of nonsense. Years ago I heard the funny, but not so funny, story of a poor man who died, but he had made sure before he died that he had scraped together enough to give himself a real ornate funeral, the best of a hearse, the most ornate coffin. And as the thing was moving along, another old fellow standing by looked, and he was overawed, and he said, "Man, that's real living." Crazy indeed. Real living. To be buried in a silver-plated coffin, or a coffin with silver knobs. How crazy can you get? And yet, that's the sort of nonsense people talk about in death. Thankfully, now and again, somebody comes along to talk some sense. A couple of men were watching a funeral go by. It was a very rich man this time who had died, and one said to the other, "How much did he leave?" And the other answered immediately, "Everything. He left everything." How true it is. The rich man cannot carry one penny beyond the grave. I know the ancient Egyptians used to put treasures in with the corpses, but when the centuries passed and the corpses were found and the burial places were opened up, there was the treasure, still the same, untouched, unremoved, until their hands took it away. How much did he leave? Everything. The Bible teaches us, trust not in uncertain riches. If you want really to be rich, you need riches that will endure forever. You need riches that will not die and be cast away at death. You remember the Lord Jesus said to the rich fool in Luke's Gospel chapter 12, he said of him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" All these things that you've thought so much of and that you're bringing around you and treasuring, whose are they going to be? For they're certainly not going to be yours. That's to die in ultimate poverty. To lose your soul as well as your bank balance, to lose your soul as well as your houses and lands, To lose your soul is ultimate poverty. If you want to have real riches, you will find them with the one who is called rich in mercy. That's the God of all grace. God is rich in mercy. You remember what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9? You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Here's real wealth. Here are the true riches, the riches of the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to get really rich, really quickly, you get immediately to Christ. Come with all the poverty and pollution of your sin. Confess your need before him. Take him as he's freely offered in the gospel as your Lord and your Savior, and you will be rich indeed.
As I read your holy word, help me see, Lord, help me learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way. Come and melt my stubborn will, make my heart and soul be as I read your word, may I heed it and obey. Like the first rays of morning light, it will pierce my darkest night, showing sins of doubt and fear within my heart. Then it brings cleansing hope that quiets my heart.
So as we read your holy word, help us see, Lord, help us learn. Holy Spirit, from his pages lead the way.
And let me see glimpses of truth you have for me. For in your word I find the truth that sets me free.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Great Revival, which took place in Ulster in 1859, a moving of God's Holy Spirit which saw literally thousands of people swept into the kingdom of God. Five of our Free Presbyterian ministers will deal with various aspects of the revival. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of the Reverend John Wiley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And what is the greatest need of the church today? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Exacerbate every situation and stimulate every kind of evil and will be the evil genius in so many wicked situations. Yet, notwithstanding that, there is an enemy in us. There is our old flesh, and it is the flesh that lusts against the Spirit. I want to tell you, sanctification would be a very easy thing for a Christian if he only had the world to contend with and the devil to contend with. If he didn't have the flesh to contend with. If all the enemies were outside, my, the conflict would be much more easily won. But the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. And as you seek to walk in the Spirit, there is this old nature within you, this old fleshly you that would rise up to do battle with the very Spirit of God Himself. There's a warfare. What a blessing it is that not only does the flesh lust against the Spirit, but the Spirit wars against the flesh. We are not left to our own devices in this. The Spirit of God who regenerated us and indwells us, He battles against the flesh within us. Then verse 18. If ye be led of the Spirit, here is the will of the Spirit, going according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now notice the progression. Walking in the Spirit, warring in the Spirit, and the will of the Spirit. Now, the whole burden of this chapter is to have Christians enjoy this level of Christian experience. The question is how? How do you walk in the Spirit? How do you war in the Spirit? How do you know and obey the will of the Spirit? Any fool can read the words and say walk and hit you over the head with your duty. Any fool can tell you you ought to be in the will of the Spirit. But the question is, how is it done? Verses 22 and 23 bring us to the work of the Spirit, and here we have the key. Verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is, and then we have nine items: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The fruit of the Spirit. That is the answer. I want us to think of the fruit of the Spirit this morning and see how it is the answer. I quoted a great English preacher a moment ago as he spoke about the Holy Ghost. And he described the fruit of the Spirit. He had a lovely turn of phrase for us. He called it the fruit of paradise grown on earth. I think that sums it up perfectly. The fruit of paradise grown on earth. Better still, the fruit of paradise grown in you and me, even while we are in it. Let's think of the fruit of the Spirit. First of all, the expression itself, the fruit of the Spirit. I want to think of that expression. Just to get its meaning, isn't it a wonderful thing that we have very well-worn phrases in the Bible? We just read them, we think we know them. But really, if somebody were to ask you, what does it mean? You might be in a little difficulty. So what does it mean? What's the essential meaning? Well, let's focus on the word fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. Now that tells me something right away. This is something that grows. It is not manufactured. Now let's learn that. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc. These are not manufactured virtues. These are not things that people can train themselves to do. In fact, this word fruit focuses our attention on a basic truth that we have to get if we're ever going to come to terms with the biblical doctrine of sanctification. If we're ever going to know the joy of a holy life, we have got to see that this word fruit is speaking to us first and foremost of a state of being, not of a state of doing. Now, don't misunderstand me. Sanctification and holiness involves doing. But the message of this text is, what you are determines what you do. It's not what you do that determines what you are. That is the false religion that so many sects and cults and denominations have taken up. That what you do determines what you are. If you do enough, you will be a Christian. That's the essential doctrine of Romanism. In fact, that lies at the heart of every basic betrayal of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What you do will determine what you are. But my friend, when we come down to what a Christian has to believe and how a Christian has to live, it seems to me a tragedy that even in our fundamental churches there is coming in this very notion. And when God's people are being taught holiness, there is an emphasis only on what they ought to do. And if you do this and do that and do the other thing, then you will be holy. That's not true. It is not true. And I would challenge any man honestly to look in the face of God and say, I have faced my duty and I have tried my best to love. And I've tried my best to be happy and show joy. And I've tried my best to work a calm peace of heart and live in that calm condition of mind. I have tried to be long-suffering. I have sought to be gentle, etc. And through these things, I now have the joy of Christian holiness. I defy any man, honestly, to tell me that's his experience. It will not be. Rather, you get a man who says, that is my duty, and it is. And I have been striving to do it. I guarantee he will say I have been frustrated. And inside there has been tension. And there has been defeat. And there has been the agony of despair. And I have come to the place of wondering, is there any help for me in God? This is a serious thing. I have spent countless hours dealing with Christians whose lives are in shatters and tatters because they have been misled into believing that what you do determines what you are. I have again and again mentioned the case of a young man in awful agony of soul, in deep distress of mind, being overcome and overcome and overcome, going to a Christian counselor. When he wanted honestly to get down to how God would have him live in victory, he was glibly told, just go and do it. How do I do it? Just do it. I think of other cases where people living in abject despair are simply told, if you keep on doing it, then sooner or later you'll get the feeling. My friend, I want to tell you that's not the Bible doctrine of holiness. It's not what you do that determines what you are. This is the fruit from an internal root. It's what you are that governs what you do. Fruit. Notice it's singular, not plural. It's not the fruits of the Spirit. What is being described here is not a picture of so many separable characters in a man's life. No, what is being described here is one single Christian character in all its many faceted fullness. The fruit of the Spirit stands in very clear contrast to the work of the flesh. Oh, you can see immediately that evil characters are many in a man's life. Evil characteristics are many. But Christian character is one, whole, and entire. There is also the thought in the works of the flesh. Just look at it. Look at the abundance of words that are used. There's a lot of bad words in the language. In any language, because bad men certainly are full of evil. And here you have it. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. And even that's not the end. And such like. You will see that there is the picture. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast forth mire and dirt. There is the continual clashing and clanging of controversy within the soul. There is this evil heart, and it's continually erupting in one way or the other. Over against that, Paul says there is the fruit of the Spirit, the entire well-being, the well-rounded spiritual health of the soul that is indwelt by the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit. It's fruit, it grows, it's not manufactured, it's singular and entire, but it is of the Spirit. The cause of Christian holiness. What is it? Strong willpower? No, sir. The indwelling Holy Spirit of God. There is a secret in the believer's heart that makes for holiness.
That's the Holy Spirit. As I said, it's a disaster to minimize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Christians live today as if the Holy Ghost were only a name. He is a vital, living person. The Holy Spirit abides within the people of God, and He is that inner secret which produces that fruit in the life. Now, there's an encouragement in that for even the weakest of Christians. You are not left to fight this battle with sin and the flesh on your own. You are not left merely to screw up your courage and do the best you can. But rather, in you is the Spirit of God, and His fruit is produced through you, not by you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.